More than 100 Red Cross volunteers have been deployed from the National Capital Region to help out in the wake of the three hurricanes that have happened in just the last month. And here in Central Virginia, 12 dogs rescued from Hurricane Irma. They'll be up for adoption today at Richmond Animal Care and Control. Some of them do already have applications pending, so be sure to check when you arrive. The shelter is open from noon to 5 p.m. And remember, you can help with hurricane relief from right here at home. All you have to do is go to WRIC.com, click on the Red Cross banner on our homepage. Anything you can donate helps. Now to a developing story out of Louisa County. A man is in custody after his girlfriend was found dead on the side of the road. Police say she was hit by a car late Thursday night on Firehouse Road. Police say her boyfriend, Gregory Varez, was the driver. He's charged with second-degree murder. He is expected to be in court on Monday. And the next time you visit a walk-in clinic or ER, double-check your bill. It could carry a hidden fee. That's exactly what happened to a Chesterfield man. He visited the Swift Creek 24-hour ER at 11 p.m. A couple of that visit, he got hit with an after-hours charge. The bill noted a $78 fee for service between 10 p.m. and 8 a.m.
I'm thinking a lot of people are getting this fee, and they're just paying it. They're just doing it because it's on a bill, and I don't think it's right.
Silversmith fought that fee and won. A medical billing advocacy group says they've also seen an increase in after-hours surcharges like these at urgent cares and doctor's offices, even charges for services during regularly scheduled hours. Make sure you always ask for an itemized bill and question any charges you don't understand. For more information, head on over to WRIC.com. Our investigative reporters are working around the clock. If you have a story you want 8 News to investigate, send it to us at ireport8@wric.com. And state officials hope a high-speed underwater cable will bring more jobs to the Commonwealth. The cable, which is named Maria, crosses the Atlantic, connecting Virginia and Spain. The 4,000-mile cable can transmit data 16 million times faster than the average home internet connection. That's enough bandwidth to stream 71 million high-def videos all at once. The goal is to meet the demand for internet around the world and bring job growth to Virginia.
Any city that aspires to be successful and sustainable must have global connectivity to advance its quality of life, workforce development, and economic vitality.
The cable, Spanish for Tide, is a joint project with Microsoft, Facebook, and the communication company Telxius. News where you live in Fredericksburg, the NAACP is asking the city to move a slave auction block. The NAACP asking for that block to be replaced now by a historic panel. City officials are asking for public comment about what to do with it. You can find a link on our website, wc.com. The Virginia State Police are preparing for their new expedited training program. It was made so current local officers can become a state police officer more quickly. State police officials saying that local officers don't need the normal 29-week program because they already know many of the policies in place. It was created because of a low retention rate with the force.
There's no need to worry. They have the training already. They're just going through an expedited program, basically to get the policies and procedures for Virginia State Police. And the culture and the way that we do things.
The program is set to begin in April. Applications are being accepted now. The Dave Matthews Band, Pharrell, Justin Timberlake, and more, they'll all be performing tomorrow in Charlottesville to promote unity after last month's violent rallies. 3,000 additional tickets were up for grabs at 8 o'clock this morning at the UVA Scott Stadium ticket office. They'll be available for UVA students and Charlottesville residents. The concert is tomorrow night and will also be streamed live on Tumblr. And if you're looking for something to do with the family today, 8 News anchor Wade Harris has a look at some of our great weekend events.
Good morning and happy Saturday. The annual Autism Speaks Walk is today. 8 News is a proud sponsor and our very own Christina Farrick will MC that event. There will also be sensory-friendly activities for children and an Autism Speaks resource area. So start a team, join a team, or just come on your own. It's at the Capital One West Creek campus in Richmond. Registration starts at 8:30. The walk is at 10. And if you want some thrills and some deep fried food, you can head over to the Richmond Fall Carnival today. They'll have your favorite fair food like cotton candy fries and fried Oreos, plus games and rides for all ages. It goes from noon to 11 p.m. at the Carnival Fairgrounds on Midlothian Turnpike. VA Pride Fest is today, with more than 30,000 people expected to attend. It's the largest annual celebration of the LGBTQ community in the Commonwealth. The free family-friendly event features vendors, food, activities, and entertainment. It's all from noon to 8 p.m. on Browns Island in Richmond. For more great weekend events where you live, visit the community calendar on WRIC.com. Have a great day.
And for more weekend events where you live, you can visit WRIC.com or let us know what you're up to this weekend. Send us an email at ireport8@WRIC.com. A lot going on from what you heard from Whitney there. It's going to be a great day to get outside. I hope I can get outside later today.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people are going to be out and about for today with good reason. Here's a live look at the radar and satellite this morning. Can you spot it? Just a few light clouds really in the region? Well, the answer is no. Well, you're right, because we have an area of high pressure that's just clearing out the clouds for this morning. And with Jose just falling apart out in the Atlantic, we're in for a nice sunny weekend.
Share your news with iReporting, sponsored by Sona Bank.
When the weather is at its worst, we're at our best. Depend on 8 News.
Well, because we are expecting that sunshine all weekend long, let's focus on those temperatures, because, well, today's the first full day of fall, although it's really not going to feel like it. Normally, for this time of year, we are used to seeing temperatures around 79 degrees, climatologically speaking, of course. Temperatures now in the 60s, we will pass those 70s later on today, later on this morning by noon. Well, we are going to warm up to 84 degrees. If you're heading now to the Virginia Pride Fest for today, expect a beautiful day nonetheless. Temperatures around 86 degrees for this afternoon. Here's a look at your futurecast temperatures for today. Just a spread of those 80s and maybe a couple of 70s towards the coast. For Sunday, it'll be a tad warmer with highs in the upper 80s, maybe a couple of low 90s on the map, maybe a little closer north into DC. Here's a look at your 7-day forecast. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we are going to see that slight cool down. And that's with Maria just kind of making its way a little close to the shore. We aren't going to see a lot of cloud coverage out of it, at least for Monday to Tuesday. But Tuesday, Wednesday, expect partly sunny to mostly cloudy skies, temperatures in those mid-80s. If you're hoping for that nice fall cool down, that'll be Thursday into Friday as a cold front moves through the region. We'll cool down to a high of 79 degrees by Friday afternoon.
8:43 now, breaking news just into our newsroom this morning. Police say they've arrested a suspect in the Petersburg drive-by shooting that happened last weekend. One of the people that was shot, who was originally believed to be a victim in this incident, ended up being one of the shooters. Police arrested and charged 20-year-old Danzel Jaquan Reeves. You'll remember three men were shot. One of them later died. And in entertainment news this morning, have you been keeping up with those Kardashians? Well, two sources close to the family are reporting that Kylie Jenner expecting her first child. That news broke yesterday evening, causing quite a stir on social media. And in other entertainment news, Lady Gaga has a new documentary out on Netflix this weekend. It's called Gaga 5'2". That began streaming yesterday. She took to Twitter this week telling fans that being famous, it's not as great as it might seem, saying that it's lonely and isolating. The singer revealing her relationship with fame is, quote, complicated, ultimately knowing that it is her destiny to be a performer. Also in entertainment news, those classy tailors who protect the world, they're back for more high-octane action. And folks at LEGO have assembled another adventure. Here's 8 News anchor Morgan Dean with a look at what's new at the box office.